Sri Bhakti Rakkhak Devyabani, Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 1. Compiled from Eclectic Discourses by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakkhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Collected and edited on the Divine Instructions of His Holiness Swami B.S. Govinda Maharaj, Saivite President Acharya of the Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math, Kalaganj, P.O. Nabadeep, District Nadir, West Bengal, India. All rights reserved by the present President Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math. Edited by His Holiness, Sri Dandiswami, Sripad B.A. Sagar. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Declaration of the Spiritual Succession of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math. By His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakkhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, the Founder Acharya of the Math. Spoken on Gaurapurnima, 26th of March, 1986. According to the desire of my Divine Master, I have been maintaining this disciplic succession, but it is no longer possible for me, as I am now too old and invalid. You all know that from long ago I have chosen Sriman Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, and I have given him sannyas. All my Vaishnava godbrothers are very affectionate towards him, and it is also their desire to give him this position. I have previously given to him the charge of the mat, and now I am giving him the full responsibility of giving Harinama, Diksha, Sannyas, etc. as an Acharya of this mat on behalf of myself. Those who have any regard for me should give this respect and position to Govinda Maharaj as my successor. As much as you have faith in my sincerity, then with all sincerity I believe that he has got the capacity of rendering service in this way. With this I transfer these beads, and from now he will initiate on my behalf as Ritvik. The Ritvik system is already involved, both here and also in the foreign land. The Ritvik is a representative. So if you want to take from me, and you take by his hands, then it will be as well and as good as taking from me. In the Mahamandal, Saga Maharaj and many others are also Ritvik of Swami Maharaj and also myself. They may do so, but in this mat and in any mat under this mat, he will be the representative. If anyone cannot accept this, he may leave the mat rather than stay here and disturb the peace of the mat. With all my sincerity and good feelings to Guru Gauranga, to the Vaishnavas and the Acharyas, Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, Radha Govinda and their Parshads, with all my sincere prayers to them, henceforth he will represent me in this affair, beginning from today's function. Now I shall go from here, and he will do the necessary. On my behalf he will give Harinam, Diksha, Sannyas, and everything. Forward by Swami Bhakti Sundar Govinda, Sri Gaurapurnima, 1989. All glory to the Divine Master and the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. We are insignificant souls attempting to fly across the infinite sky, like fledglings with so much desire but practically no capacity. Seeing the great valiant devotees like Garuda effortlessly soaring over forests, mountains, rivers, seas and oceans, we may realize that we are but neophytes, fledglings of finite capacity. Nonetheless, ought we not feel the desire to fly? Furthermore, who, however great a personality he may be, has ever been or ever will be able to cross the ocean of the boundless glories of the Supreme Lord? Thakur Sri Vrindavan Das, the Vyasa of Sri Chaitanya Leela, has openly stated, Lag Bali Chali Jaya Sindhu Tharibare Yashara Sindhu Na Deya Kula Adhika Adhika Bhare, from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Quote, even the unlimitedly powerful Sri Balaram, Sri Anantadev, tries to cross the ocean of the Lord's glories, attempting to sing all the glories of the Lord using his thousands of mouths, but he never reaches the shore. Rather, that ocean expands more and more. Close quote. Thus we can see no reason for a fledgling to feel ashamed of his limited capacity. What then is his defect in trying to fly? In the present day and age, the entire universe exalts in the vibration of the divine ecstatic wave of the wealth of pure Harikatamrita, the nectarine tidings of the Supreme Lord, that continuously flow from the holy personage of our supremely worshipful divine master, universal preceptor Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj. He is the king of kings of the Chidandi Sannyasis, and his pious, pure devotees who have had the fortune of imbibing from him their heart of hearts love for Sri Krishna's devotion, carry with reverence the triumphant victory flag of Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, the supreme victory of the congregational chanting of the holy names, as preached by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, personified as Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda. This mission is the treasured life and soul of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's eternally worshipful Lord and Master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. By this method of the grand congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the devotees, in the noble humility of devotion, carry and distribute their wares from door to door. They bring the divine message that expands the mellows of love for Sri Krishna, the Sweet Absolute. And the only payment they ask for in exchange for their merchandise is the simplest sincere faith, however meager it may be. From our Divine Master's holy talks, as recorded from his recent conversations with his learned Eastern and Western devotees, until last year when he departed from this earthly plane, some drops of the nectar of his revealed conclusive truths par excellence, Susiddhanta, have been carefully preserved in their natural, unparalleled beauty, and compiled herein as Sri Bhakti Rokok Dibyabani, Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion. From 40 centers throughout the world, utilizing many approved methods and in numerous languages, via video, audio tapes, and books, the spiritual practices and precepts of His Divine Grace are being fearlessly preached by the souls surrendered unto His lotus feet, which are the abode of all courage. At the present time, only His Benedictine Grace is the universal dispensation to break the perpetual slumber of the souls sleeping in the lap of illusion, sanctifying and blessing them by establishing their intrinsic spiritual identities and awakening their God-realization. Blessed with blooming hearts, they now constantly chant the unending glories of the Supreme Savior of the Fallen, the primeval origin of all incarnations of Godhead, Sri Sachinandana Gaurahari. As in the divine language of Sri Prabharananda Saraswati Pad, Kaivalyan Narakayate Tridasha Pura Kasha Pushpayate Dudantendriya Kala Sarpa Patali Pratkhata Dangstrayate Vishvam Puna Sukhayate Vidhi Mahendradish Cha Kitayate Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavatang Tang Gaurang Eva Stumaha. From Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita. Quote, "The yogi's most worshipable goal of merging with the Absolute appears as hell. The religious sense pleasure seeker's sought after reward of entrance to heaven is seen as an imaginary insignificant flower in the sky. The senses, which are indomitable for the whimsical sense enjoyers, appear as a defanged black cobra. The entire universe is perceived as the embodiment of the ecstasy of Krishna, and even the exalted post of Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, etc., fervently sought after by the most elevated of the demigods, is seen as comparable to the position of an insect. For those devotees who have been blessed with the supreme fortune of receiving the merciful glance of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ever do I sing the infinite glories of that Supreme Lord Sri Gaurasundar." Close quote. Conditioned souls as we are, it is an honest fact that we have nothing to boast about. Yet when we feel we are bereft, we are reminded of this poetic line and we realize that our true wealth really is Guru Gaurave Garvita Dhanya Mora. That is, blessed are we in Sri Gurudev's bounty. His divine treasure is our pride and glory. With this conception, all our hopes, our prospects, our honor, our good name, everything will become as brilliant as the early morning sun. Quote, Guru Ganashire Puna Shobha Paya Shataguna. All desirable objects, when offered to our gurus, become glorified 100-fold as their crown jewels. Close quote. In the presence of the self-effulgent sun, we can never feel ourselves to be destitute. In conclusion, while admitting the probability of flaws in our rendering, I would consider it well to petition the good readers by quoting these illustrative verses of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Sri Guru Charan Kripa Samatya Labhya Ehena Apurva Vriksha Dilama Anya Thaniya Anite Vriksha E Karakasha Mana Nashila Ihara Shobha Shuna Sadhujana Tomra Sakale Hao E Vrikshera Mali Shadha Vari Dia Puna Kara Rupa Shali Falibe Kalyana Phala Yugala Sevana Karibasa Kale Mili Taha Ashvadana. Quote, by the grace of Sri Guru's lotus feet, I gained the ability to bring you this beautiful tree so sweet of wish-fulfilling capacity. O devotees, please hear me. By dragging to this world that tree, my harsh mind has taken away some beauty and grace that she did display. But you, O devotees, are the attendants of her garden, who supply her sustenance and loving cultivation. By the sweet waters of your devotional heart, to once again her full beauty impart. Being pleased by such tender care, Benedictine fruits she will graciously bear, the divine couple's service in pure devotion. Together we'll taste in holy association. Close quote. Sakala Vaishnava Pade Mora Namaskara Ite Kichu Aparadha Nahuka Amara. I respectfully bow to the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas, praying that there is no offence in this attempt to please them. Most humbly, Swami Bhakti Sundar Govinda, Sri Gaurapunima, 1989. Introduction. By His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridharadev Goswami Maharaj. Here in Kaladeep, Navadeep, we find a happy place where the Absolute is the most generous in His benevolence. When the Absolute is distributing Himself, He becomes Sri Chaitanyadev, and that Sri Chaitanyadev in the highest stage of His mercy is found here in Kaladeep. Kulya Gramete Ashi Sri Krishna Chaitanya Hena nahi yare prabhu na karilla dhanya. From Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. At Kaladeep, the Govardhan hill of Vrindavan, concealed in Sri Navadeep Dham, the most generous Absolute expressed Himself in His maximum generosity. Without considering any crime, He absolved whoever He found. He accepted them all. After sannyas, when He returned to Bengal with the intention of going to Vrindavan, He showed His most generous and dignified temperament at that time. He recruited the sinners of the world. Anyone who came to Him received the highest mercy. This is the speciality of this place. By place, we should not think of a mere geographical location. Of course, it has such a location, but really, this is where the most generous Absolute gave Himself to the worst sinners. Here, even the most fallen souls receive the grace of the Lord. Our highest necessity is distributed from here, Navadeep Dham. Here is the key to the highest and sweetest mood within our heart. The key to enter into the conception of our sweetest home is given from here. Here is the key to that world of faith, Shraddha, that world of love. If I can know my real prospect in life, I shall find that the key to my sweetest home is here. I am wandering in the jungle of an unsafe position where I may be devoured at any moment. My so-called ego, my conception of my own self, is not eternal. It may be attacked and destroyed at any time. But the key is here for my real life and my real home. This has been given to us by the spiritual experts. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Consort. We can know Him in different ways, and such truths are revealed here in Navadeep Dham. In the conception of God as Father, we are what we are, and He is supplying our food, home, and necessities in this plane. But if we truly approach him, neglecting our wealth and achievements in this world, to make a genuine heart's approach, not merely a formal approach, an exclusive approach, we shall discover what he is as he is, and not as he is needed by us in our fallen stage. We are faulty, our feeling of necessity is also imperfect, and thus our prayer is faulty. But he came to give us what is best from the standpoint of his will, and that is distributed from here. Quote, "Take me, accept me, I am your most innate and intimate friend. You have no friend like me. I am guardian, friend, and everything to you. Come to me." Close quote.